She choked with rage. She shouted, "I never heard of such a thing!" And suddenly she darted up to Richard again. "In any case," she yelped, "you, Monsieur Richard, ought to know better than I where the 20,000 francs went to." "I?" asked Richard, astounded. "And how should I know?" Moncharmin, looking severe and dissatisfied, at once insisted that the good lady should explain herself. "What does this mean, Madame Giry?" he asked. "And why do you say that Monsieur Richard ought to know better than you where the 20,000 francs went to?" As for Richard, who felt himself turning red under Moncharmin's eyes, he took Madame Giry by the wrist and shook it violently. In a voice growling and rolling like thunder, he roared, "Why should I know better than you where the 20,000 francs went to? Why? Answer me!" "Because they went into your pocket," gasped the old woman, looking at him as if he were the devil incarnate. Richard would have rushed upon Madame Giry if Moncharmin had not stayed his avenging hand and hastened to ask her more gently, "How can you suspect my partner, Monsieur Richard, of putting 20,000 francs in his pocket?" "I never said that," declared Mame Giry, "seeing that it was myself who put the 20,000 francs into Monsieur Richard's pocket." And she added under her voice, "There, it's out, and may the ghost forgive me." Richard began bellowing anew, but Moncharmin authoritatively ordered him to be silent. "Allow me, allow me. Let the woman explain herself, let me question her." And he added, "It is really astonishing that you should take up such a tone. We are on the verge of clearing up the whole mystery, and you're in a rage. You're wrong to behave like that. I'm enjoying myself immensely." Mame Giry, like the martyr that she was, raised her head, her face beaming with faith in her own innocence. "You tell me there were 20,000 francs in the envelope which I put into Monsieur Richard's pocket, but I tell you again that I knew nothing about it. Nor Monsieur Richard either, for that matter." "Aha!" said Richard, suddenly assuming a swaggering air which Moncharmin did not like. "I knew nothing either. You put 20,000 francs in my pocket, and I knew nothing either. I'm very glad to hear it, Madame Giry." "Yes," the terrible dame agreed. "Yes, it's true. We neither of us knew anything. But you must have ended by finding out." Richard would certainly have swallowed Mame Giry alive if Moncharmin had not been there. But Moncharmin protected her. He resumed his questions. "What sort of envelope did you put in Monsieur Richard's pocket? It was not the one which we gave you, the one which you took to Box 5 before our eyes. And yet that was the one which contained the 20,000 francs." "I beg your pardon. The envelope which Monsieur le Directeur gave me was the one which I slipped into Monsieur le Directeur's pocket," explained Mame Giry. "The one which I took to the ghost's box was another envelope, just like it, which the ghost gave me beforehand and which I hid up my sleeve."